I'm joined on the line by The Guardian's Martin Chulov, who's in Benghazi, which is Libya's second city. Can you tell me, essentially, when you arrived and what you've seen since you've got here, Martin?
Extraordinary scenes this morning. We went to the scene of the clashes last week, which is a downtown area of Benghazi. It's near a courthouse and a former intelligence headquarters. People are raging, people are gathering there, hanging effigies of Gaddafi in front of the courthouse. They're flying an old independence flag, which was flown under the regime of King Idris, who was the leader, the monarch that Gaddafi ousted. Nearby, in the forecourt of a police station, the intelligence police, army officers and soldiers were bringing in tons and tons of heavy weaponry that they'd looted. Millions was falling in the hands of government loyalist forces. As we were there, people were bringing in heavy machine guns, anti-aircraft weapons that had been used to fire on protesters last week, all sorts of other ordnance. There would have been at least a couple of tons there. And just across the way, there were a small group of African mercenaries who had been flown in during the past week or so to shore guard to Gaddafi's regime. We had a chance to have a look at them and have a very brief conversation with them. They're being prosecuted by lawyers at the moment. And we also spoke to an Air Force officer who gave us some quite good detail about the last week or so on the Air Force base. He saw personally the Libyan Air Force transport planes flying in with these mercenaries. He was also aware of the two Air Force colonels who flew to Malta. He claimed that they'd done so because they were not going to fire on their citizens. And another two helicopters have left for Tunis, carrying some Air Force officers too. So the defections here, in Benghazi especially, have, I would assess, reached a critical mass. It's very hard to see how Gaddafi could gain control of this city again.
Do we have any idea about what the death toll was? Because we've been hearing some quite credible reports of things like mortars and anti-aircraft rockets being used against crowds.
There were certainly anti-aircraft guns used against crowds. It's obvious to see that from the damage against walls, against buildings. They were done by heavy caliber weapons, no doubt about that, and they are new. In terms of the casualties, we're yet to fully explore that. We will this afternoon, but we have been told by doctors that they're looking at around 230, with at least another 35 critically wounded. We'll do our best to verify that later today.
And what is the mood like? I mean, are you being received well?
Strangest thing, we walked into town quite nervous. You know, it's not a place that sees a great number of foreigners arriving, but it was almost as though the first foreign eyes they'd seen since all of this happened were almost liberators to them. There were people gathering around. They were trying to get us on their shoulders. They were clapping. They were cheering. They were trying to give us food. And they want the international community to hear their story. They want foreign reporters to tell their story. So they're very happy to have us here, and they're very happy to talk about the tumultuous events of the last week or so.